Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Brokerpreneur Podcast. I'm Dr. Ben Spears, the Ambassador Flow. I'm here with the big guy, the Squatch. As always, Matt Vai. How's it going, Matt?
Doing fantastic. If I had like a big Yeti yell, I'd do that at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, like a Chewbacca
slash more skunk ape type of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the Florida Yeti for you folks that don't know.
Yeah. So Matt,
I threw you, didn't I?
You did. The skunk ape, man. I didn't see that coming. I'm not going to lie to you. But we got a good topic today.
We do. Speaking of skunk apes.
Yep, exactly. And so, you know, we're going to talk about, you know, the four different skunk apes that live you know, inside each and every one of us.
That's exactly right. How skunky are you?
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. Tell us what we're gonna be hearing about, and. And then I will, you know, let people know what to do now that they're here with us.
So I guess probably the best way of saying this is four recruiting brokers walked into a bar. We'll just start it like that, and we're just gonna talk a little bit about personalities and you know, how it impacts recruiting and kind of what to do about it. And we've touched on this topic before, but it comes up a lot.
Yeah, and we talk about it a lot on the agent side.
Yes, absolutely.
Right, meaning like, you know, the personality of the agents.
Absolutely.
Right, and this is just a little bit of a different take, and of course we'll talk a little bit about that as well. But you know, talking a little bit about the broker's personality,
absolutely,
as well. So, guys, wherever you're listening to this, make sure you hit that follow button or that subscribe button. There's no better time than the present than to go to prospectboomerang.com. Click on that green button, sign up for a free account, join one of our recruiting masterminds. Matt.
Yeah, Ben.
So, you know, we're familiar with a bunch of different, everybody's familiar with a bunch of different personality tests, right?
Absolutely.
There's like, you know, what you mentioned one, like, you know, you're a donkey or a shark or something,
right.
Like, that.
Yeah.
Shark like that. Everybody knows DISC. You've probably heard of the Strength Finders. If you've listened to this podcast, heard me talk about it. You know, I know there's some entrepreneurial ones out there that will tell you you're a blaze or a blazer. Blazer. My personal consigliere.
Consigliere.
That's dodgeball, guys.
Right.
So
don't be an average Joe. Watch it.
Yeah. So and they all have four.
Yeah, they do.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, let's just,
you know, that goes back to Hippocrates, right? The personality types go all the way back that far.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So there's a bunch of stuff that you can go back and read on that, and it was kind of neat, you know. And even back like in the, you know, 17th and 18th century, you know, they talked about it and they drew pictures of how these people physically looked and how their characteristics of how they physically looked matched their personalities is what they believed. Yeah. And even today there's you know, in Japan, and I know we've talked about some of this, so just stop me if I'm rambling, right? But so even some places like in Japan and the Far East and stuff like that, they believe that blood type has everything to do with your personality. Whatever blood type you are impacts how you, your outlook and how you look at things and all that kind of stuff. So this is not new, right? Now there's a lot of pseudoscience on all of this, and there's a bunch of, you know, there's things that back it up and all that kind of stuff. The key is figuring out the one that DISC is the one that most people use.
Yeah.
And, but there's a bunch of other really good ones, and depending on who you are and what you are and everything. So I never liked the DISC one, and the reason why is because of my personality. So there's a bunch of different ways that you can look at it. So that's what we're gonna dig into for sure, right?
Yeah, I like it. So, let's describe a little bit, or do you want to do this as we go? You know, what each of these things are.
Now let's just dig in, right? Because I think everybody's pretty familiar with them. So I mean, you know, let's just dig in. Right?
Sure. So how? Let's start with this. How do personalities really impact recruiting? Let's start with that.
Yeah. So brokers that are, so let's just start with like the influencer, right?
On DISC. The eye of DISC.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And so, you know, brokers who like to be outgoing, right? And they have an easy time getting started and having conversations with people and everything. They're really good at certain parts of recruiting. They're good at the parts of recruiting that a lot of people struggle with.
Yeah. Like what?
So they don't mind just picking up the phone and calling somebody.
They don't mind. They're easy to start.
Right. Or they walk into a party and they see, the three realtors in the room and they want to buzz straight over to them and they slap them on the back and they're like, or they hug their neck and they're like, hey, tell me how the real estate market is, right? They can just dig right into that. There's other personalities that's like, fingers on a chalkboard to them.
Oh, absolutely. Right?
And both of them have that responsibility of going out and meeting and connecting and beginning the conversations and all that kind of stuff. But some people have an easier time with that. Now, typically, the people that have an easier time starting that have a harder time what?
Finishing it.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. And they've got a harder time following up. And so they need their task to be set up and ready to implement.
Yeah.
That's the key thing for them, right? So if that's your personality, if you can walk in the room, you meet no strangers, you've got an easy time in sales, you just connect with people and all that kind of stuff, just understand that the task for recruiting, they need to be set up and easy to implement for you. Not just set up, but set up and easy to implement for you. Okay.
Gotcha.
And that'll make a big difference.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And so, and once it's like that, it's just easy to execute, right? It's easy to follow through, get it done, get it knocked out and you're ready to go.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So each one of these, uh-huh. right? And so I have a pretty familiar grasp of each. Do we want to, I know I'm the ambassador of flow, but I want to talk a little bit, do we want to say, okay, like we know, like, the influencer in DISC, it's easy to get started and those types of things. Is our action item, because I don't know our action item.
Yep.
Is that going to be?
It's a secret.
Is that going to be something
like the
along
the secret of the skunk
ape? Okay, we've just explained, what an eye is and what their tendencies would be.
Right.
Are we going to talk now about, how an eye maybe, recruits a little bit better? We're going to leave that to the action item. Is that going to be in the Brokerpreneur Fast Track the end?
So a couple of things. One, let's not dig too much into the letter.
Okay.
Okay. Because like I just said, right. So if I have an adverse reaction to the DISC program, because I didn't like how it came out for me, right? And I say, oh, well, if you're a D, you need to do this. And this is how you're doing it. People automatically, they're going to shut off, right? They're going to go to a different podcast and they're going to be like, to help with Ambassador Flow and the big guy, that I'll catch the skunk ape next time.
Yeah.
So let's don't do that.
Okay.
Okay. So let's just do this. Let's say, hey, if this kind of sounds like,
easy to get started, right. That kind of thing. Okay. Well, I'm not going to mention the letter, but one of them,
right.
It's, as much as that one is easy to get started, there's one of them that just, they get their shit done.
Right. Yeah. They don't play around.
And so let's talk about that one then.
Yeah, yeah. They're just really driven and they want to hit their numbers.
Yeah.
Right? They know how many numbers they have to hit and they're not going to let anything get in the way that day and they're just going to be really focused on that and they're going to do that and get that knocked out. Right?
Yep.
And they typically like doing it first.
Yeah.
Right? They're the eat the frog
like
first
kind of day. Yep.
Yep. They'll get those things knocked out. Those people kind of need a checklist.
Okay.
Okay. And the checklist is because sometimes we have a really easy time getting kind of lost in what we're supposed to do and compared to just getting it done.
Right.
Right. So if no personality has a good and a bad to it. Okay. Okay. So that's a whole different conversation.
No personality or all personalities?
All personalities and no personality, right? So there's not one of these that's better than the other. Okay. That's the key thing here. That's really important.
Absolutely. Don't punch yourself in the face or try and be something that you're
not.
That's
exactly right. And the key thing is knowing who you are, focusing super hard on your strengths and then get someone else to help you on what your weaknesses are. Right.
Yeah.
And so if you're really somebody that's hitting those numbers and everything, but you need that checklist, mm-hmm. right? You need that thing to knock things off the list to get them done. The thing you have to be careful about is if you get so tuned into getting those things done, sometimes you get lost in the conversations and the people you're trying to get those done with.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So slow down a little bit, have the conversation, be in the moment just a little bit, be connected, talk to the person, really take notes so that the next time you talk, you can be a little bit more connected with that person that way. Okay.
Yeah.
And what we are going to do, we'll talk about the action item and then, in the wrap up for the Brokerpreneur Fast Track, what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to point out some of the tools for all of these different personalities.
Okay.
I'm going to point out some tools that we have as a company that kind of help you do those things. Okay.
Yeah. I love it.
Yep.
All right. So we've got easy to get started.
Yep.
We've got easy to get things finished.
Right.
Right. Once it's gone, And now, you know, we got Easy going.
Right.
Right. And you know, which is, I'm pretty easy going.
Right.
Right. But, and I'm not talking about, I'm not bringing up the letters. I'm not this letter.
Right.
Right. And so.
Correct.
So let's, I want, I say that because what I don't want, everybody to think is, oh, well, if, you know, if I'm easy going.
Right.
I'm not any of the other things.
Right.
Right. Because a lot of people are easy going, but I like to get my stuff done.
Right.
I definitely like get supercharged.
Yep.
And ready to go in the morning. Like I hop in here Monday morning. I fill up my projects list on Zoho.
Right.
And then like lunch, I'm like, look at all the things I did.
That's right. And keep it moving. Right.
Right. But I'm super easy going.
Right.
And so I just want to make sure that, you know, as people hear us talking about these, that they don't get confused of, you know, maybe they've heard the first couple.
They're not just one of them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, maybe they heard the first couple, but then it comes to easy going. They're like, well, I am easy going.
Right.
So what should I do?
Right.
Right. You can be a couple of these.
Yeah, you absolutely.
Or most, a little bit of all of them.
Yeah, most people are. Most people are a little bit of all of them, right?
Hey, guys, this podcast is powered by Prospect Boomerang.
We all know broker owners struggle with profitability. Prospect Boomerang compounds your profits by recruiting the best agents to your brokerage.
For consistent growth, visit prospectboomerang.com.
And so sometimes you'll have a conversation with people and they get stuck on the one that they're like, well, I'm really all of these depending on the situation that I need to be in.
Exactly.
Well, that's the person that always overthinks things.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
Okay. So the people that don't always overthink and aren't a perfectionist and don't push too hard and they like enjoying things and everything, they're not the ones saying, oh, I'm all of these colors and constantly focus on all these colors. Now, some people are like, I'm all of these colors, which is me. Yeah. That's my personality, right? Yeah. I know it. I'm very aware of it, which probably helped me learn this easier was because I could pull some of these things out in myself, right? Of all of them, the one I am the least is easygoing.
That's what I was getting ready to say. I was like, you're all these, man? I've never seen you be easygoing in my entire life.
There are times when I'm easygoing.
Yeah, that's like...
From what I hear.
Yeah, that's like seeing God in a Cheeto or something.
Right. Yeah,
that's like, right. I was there that time Matt was easygoing.
That's right. And I still have it framed, a Cheeto framed on the wall.
Exactly.
Have I ever told you the story about my daughter keeping a nerd for 3 days?
No.
She had this nerd that was like 15 nerds all together.
Oh, right? Really?
And she was with her and my mom were BFFs, especially when they were young, right? So especially when she was young, and so she'd been with my mom for 3 days, and on day one she'd open these nerds and was eating them. This big humongous nerd was in there, right? And so she gets in the car, and you know, I hug my mom. I'm like, okay, mom, thanks so much. This is great. We all get in the car and all that. And my daughter pulls this big old nerd out of her pocket and goes, look, Dad, look at this big old nerd. I grabbed it and I ate it.
Come on, man.
No, man.
Did she cry?
Of course she cried.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, that's why my daughter's hard, man. My wife and my mom, who was sitting there, you know, everybody almost fainted, right?
Yeah.
Including my daughter and everything. My daughter, you know, her eyes well up and all that kind of stuff. And I'm laughing, okay, because I'm that, right, that because I'm not ever easy.
Yeah.
And so she got in the car, and whenever all that happened, I got her Reese's, right? And so, you know, so we get back in the car, and I do that and everything, and then I pick up the bag of Reese's, and of course, the tears are gone at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
The big 3-pound nerd didn't matter anymore. Right. That she'd been carrying around in her pocket for 3 days. So believe it or not, at times, I am easygoing.
Yeah.
And so it's not like that mythical Cheeto that has God on it. It's not like a 3-pound nerd that somebody's had for 3 days in their pocket. It actually happens. But it is the least of the four for me. Right?
Yeah.
And everybody has those.
Yeah.
Right. So everybody's got the ones that they're a little bit more of or a little bit less of and all that kind of stuff. If you're the one that is easygoing, the best way of saying this is you like connecting and it's easy for you to be in a conversation with someone.
Yeah.
Okay. Of all of the different four main categories, right? And we talked about history a little bit earlier. Amazingly enough, history has always thought that it boiled down to four. There's different pieces in Colton, right? But it always boiled down to four. The blood was the only one that doesn't four. The blood has five.
Oh, right? Okay.
For whatever reason. So this is the one that has the easiest time just connecting with people. has the easiest time talking, because they are, when the conversation happens, it's real easy for them to tune into it. The other personalities don't have as easy of a time tuning into the conversation with the other person.
Gotcha. Right?
Now, with that being said, with them being easygoing, the struggle is sometimes there's no urgency with them, right? Okay. There's no get it done now type of thing with them. Okay. And so that's what you have to kind of keep in mind. If that sounds like you, you know, if you have a real easy time having conversations with people, it's real easy to get into the conversation with people. You really care. You're really connected, patting them on the back when they need it, and all of those kind of things. Urgency is probably something that you need to, that you might want to look at, is how do you become more urgent in your recruiting? And what I mean by that is, when somebody says something, not just writing it down and truly listening and going, oh, you know, I can tell that's really important to that person, right? I can tell by their body language that was really important to them. When they leave, you need to do something with that. Don't just acknowledge it when you're sitting there. There is urgency to that. Take action and do something that follows up with how connected you were with that conversation.
Yeah. So they're like a manatee.
They're like a manatee. Yeah.
Yeah.
If they had to guess, there's a whole manatee inside joke that we laugh about sometimes. We'll get Tammy on here and we'll talk about it.
Yeah, so that'd be good. We got some manatee t-shirts.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so that's three of the four.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so I like continuing to recap thing.
Yep.
Right? So we just did easy going. You know, one of them gets their stuff done. Another one says, man, it's really easy to get started. Mm-hmm. Sometimes difficult to finish. The last one, it's very easy for them to be methodical.
Yes.
Right? It would be a good way to describe that. So, you know, describe methodical a little bit, right? Because some, you know, people go immediately to things like checklists and tasks lists, and that kind of thing. But, you know, there's different methods to different madnesses.
Yeah. So do you, so if you're trying to figure out if this is you or not, do you think that every conversation you have with every person and every email that you send out all has to be the exact same? That's this person, right? Okay. I lean towards that person, right? I'm more that person on a lot of things. Okay. Yeah. So I like to know that things go a certain way. Follow-up is really critical. But I want to make sure that the follow-up is consistent as possible, right? Yep. It doesn't have to be. The truth is that follow-up has to be consistent. Let me pause right here and make sure that you listen to this entire sentence, not just part of it that I just said.
I'm going
to
cut that out and be like, it doesn't have to be consistent.
It's going to be like this. It doesn't have to be. And then Matt said.
Yeah, exactly. Dot, dot, dot.
Right. It'd be like the after, you probably don't remember this, but, you know, at 12:30 or 2 o'clock, you know, the TV stations used to go off the air, right?
Oh, I remember that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that you'd be sitting there and the you know, the national anthem would play. As soon as the national anthem was over, go beep.
Yep.
That's what's going to be in that one part.
And then the infomercial guy came in and he was the genius that bought all that TV time.
Absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
And racked up.
Yeah, he did. And sold some stuff for sure.
Yeah.
So that methodical part, that person is the one that believes in follow-up. The follow-up does not have to be consistent with the same exact thing with every person. That was the sentence that doesn't need to be cut, right?
Yep.
Follow-up has to be consistent, but it doesn't have to be the same thing with every person.
Yeah.
And so some brokers are really methodical, and they're like, oh, it really needs to be this way every time, and if it doesn't, I didn't succeed with that. And here's the issue that they run into with that. As soon as it's not methodical, you know what they do? They jettison it.
Yeah.
That personality just moves on from it. Yeah. Like it didn't happen. Like it's not part of it.
Yeah.
That things didn't go the way they were supposed to. It didn't all stack up the way it was supposed to. That one doesn't count. I need to go back to these ones that I can be consistent with. That's what we have to make sure we don't do with that personality.
Yeah. Yeah. A good example of that would be having like a listings campaign,
mm-hmm.
you know, get more listings that you're sending out to every agent on the face of the earth. And, you know, half of them really just want to be a buyer's agent.
Right. That's exactly right.
Right. And it's just, you know, you're not, you're missing out on attracting those people who would be like high production for your office.
Right.
Because you're just sending everybody the same message.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's exactly what it would be.
Yeah. So we've got those four personalities.
Yep.
Right. Is there anything else that you want to add to that conversation? Do we want to like hold off that for...
I think the key thing is understanding the balance of which ones you are, because mm-hmm. we talked about everybody's a little bit of all of them, right?
Yep.
Are you really heavy on one and then the other three you're really light on, or you're really heavy on three of them and one of them you're light on, or two and two and whatever the deal. So I think the first thing I'd do is I'd go back and listen to the podcast, right? Mm-hmm. I'd try to be honest with myself about it, okay? If you got other people that know you really well, have them listen to the podcast as well.
The best personality test ever.
Yes, absolutely. And them going, I don't think so.
Yeah.
So we get those, we kind of get that figure out which ones you are, and then look at small ways to make those changes. Because here's the reason why it has to be small ways. If I am automatically wired a certain way, and now I'm asking you to be effective, you have to do something different than that. Yep. What's automatically going to happen, right? You're going to resist.
No, absolutely.
Right? You want that homeostasis, right? You want to stay exactly like
comfort zone.
That's right.
Yep.
And so we have to make sure that we once we identify which ones we are, right? Mm-hmm. Which ones we're the heaviest in, we tackle little steps of those. Okay.
Yeah.
So the main thing that I would make sure that I paid attention to is being honest with myself and having somebody else be honest with me of which one of those you are, which kind of leads us into the action item.
So. Yeah. Awesome. Well, before we get to that action item, guys, you guys know the routine. Wherever you're listening to this, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Deezer, Amazon Music, Google Play,
all of
Google
them.
Podcasts, rather. Yep. Any of them. I was like, I'm going to add a couple. Right? Right. I always say the same ones, but we're everywhere. So wherever you listen to that, hit that follow button. If you're watching this on YouTube, hit that red subscribe button, that bell right beside there. You get notified every time we drop a new episode. If you want to go and listen to these on our brand new website, thebrokerpreneurpodcast.com,
shiny,
you can type that in your URL, or you can go to prospectboomerang.com and click podcast at the top, and it'll redirect you straight to that. If that's something that you're used to doing, from the old way. So
if you go to skunkape.com, it'll also redirect to our site.
That's not true. All right. Cause I don't know where that's going to send you.
Yeah. Good point.
So do that.
Do that at your own peril.
Yeah. Do that at your own peril. And I would, use somebody else's computer the first time.
That's right. Just in case.
So, excuse me, Matt.
Yes, Ben.
Drop us an action item here.
So if you're not sure from a personality standpoint, right, you can get free DISC assessments anywhere. You can get free. Okay. So what I would do is I would go take a few different personality tests. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. And so I would go out and take a couple of them, and then I would compare the results with those. Right. So whether it's Strength Finders, whether it's DISC, whether it's the entrepreneur one you were talking about, whether it's the blood type one, you can get your hands on that one from Japan. Whether it's whichever one it is,
the color one. What's
the color one? Yeah, True Colors.
True Colors. Yeah.
So whichever one, I'd go get a couple of those, and then I would take them and I would compare the results. Now, be just stupid honest with yourself when you answer this. You're not tricking it, right? You're not going, oh, well, I think it's this, but I really wish it was this, and I think this is how people see me. And cut that crap. Yeah. Just really answer it honestly.
Yeah, have someone else take it for you or beside of you.
Oh, absolutely.
Right, that's the absolute best way.
Absolutely.
To do a personality test, personal opinion.
Yep. And get a couple of them, and then compare them. And then decide whether or not that's who and what you are, and then make the adjustments that we talk about. Because I guarantee if you go do a couple of them and you go back and listen to this podcast, you're going to go, oh, that one's this letter. That one's this letter. Oh, okay, I get it. That one's this letter. And they're all going to correlate, guys. It's all going to add up a certain way. So.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You're probably a donkey. Just know that. I got to find that test. That's
right.
That's a running joke, guys. Yeah. So you're not a donkey.
Right.
All right, guys. Well, Matt, we talk about all these different personalities. We want to make sure that every one of our listeners, brokers, owners, managers, recruiters, have everything at their disposal to
Absolutely.
Say, you know what, this is who I am as a human.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't changing.
Right.
Right. So this is how I need to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And we do those things along with this podcast.
Right.
Along with having three other YouTube channels going on here with my kids in the studio.
Right.
For one reason and one reason alone. Why is that?
Because we just want to be part of their win.